American illusionist David Blaine is out of the box. Blaine survived 44 days suspended over London's River Thames in a clear plastic box that measured 7 feet by 7 feet by 3 feet. The stunt attracted both admirers and egg-throwing detractors. Carrie Giardino reports from London.
Overcome with emotion, David Blaine staggered from the plastic box he had occupied while surviving on only water for 44 days. Blurry-eyed and crying, Blaine addressed the audience of more than 10,000 people gathered to see him leave the box.
This has been one of the most important experiences in my life. I've learned more in that little box than I have in years. I learned how important it is to have a sense of humor and to laugh at everything because nothing makes any sense anyway.
This was the fourth and longest stunt performed by Blaine. Prior to this, he had spent a week buried alive, several days in a block of ice, and just over a day atop a pole in New York. Paramedics checked his vital signs, and then Blaine left by ambulance to a private hospital to begin his recovery. Blaine's girlfriend, Menno von Gerken, has become a minor celebrity in the eyes of the young girls who came to watch Blaine. She's been at the event since the beginning and admits it wasn't always easy to watch Blaine during the stunt.
What was really hard for me, though, was the unpredictable, because there was, you know, after day 30 or 35, nobody really, none of the doctors or none of the research beforehand was really able to tell us what could happen. There were so many dangers. That's what had me really, really worried in the beginning.
The lead paramedic for the stunt, Paul Kenny, understands von Gerken's concerns. Kenny explains that his colleagues were eager to finally get their hands on the illusionist because they did not expect him to succeed.
Because what they want to do is get him in the hospital and find out what's going on inside his body as to why this guy has not done what everybody expected him to do, i.e., after 3 weeks, collapse, be in and out of unconsciousness, totally worn out, and not being able to do anything or lift anything.
Blaine has been one of the most talked about figures in London since he began his stunt on September 5th. Although at the beginning, detractors overshadowed supporters, there was a change in attitudes over the course of the 44 days. Many Londoners did not initially understand the motivation behind the event. Simon Mills, a producer with Sky One, the television company that promoted the event, explains why the Britons came around after a few weeks' time.
I think there was an acceptance that David was doing what he was doing and an understanding that, in fact, it was not an illusion. I think that was the key thing throughout the whole thing. That David is primarily known over here in the UK as an illusionist, as a magician, as a street entertainer, albeit a high-caliber one. So this was what everybody thought he was doing.
Blaine lost a total of 60 pounds, shedding nearly a third of his total body weight while in the box. It isn't clear when Blaine will attempt another stunt. For now, he will have to wait at least a few more days to endure his first meal of solid food while he is being fed intravenously in a British hospital. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Giardino reporting from London.